Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I saw her feet, and her feet are so beautiful. I fell in love with her feet. All over again, and got my pillow and got down at the end of the bed and started to work on her feet, and I massaged her feet while she explained how heavenly that was. And then after I got all the lotion worked in real good, I kissed each toe separately, each toe. I kissed them, and then I massaged her feet some more, and then I kissed her toes some more. The end of each toe, I kissed it some more, and told her how much I loved her and told her toes how much I loved them too. And I was shame on you men who never massage your wife's feet. Shame on you. Amen.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Dear
Mom
cousin,
and Dad yeah. / Aunt and oh, Uncle.
Okay, kids. I know Aunt Debbie was here last year with her husband, but this year, she's my wife. So now, you've gone from cousins to brother and sister cousins.
Once removed.
Once removed. You are brother cousins, no times removed.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Why not? Start off in a good mood. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Start off on the right foot, end on the wrong foot. What was that? My two left foot. Do you remember that?
My left foot. The foot foot. And there used to be a band when I was in high school that they called Left Foot Down.
Left Foot Down. Yeah. Left well, that was a band down. That actually had like music you would listen to.
Yeah.
But then we did that. What was it called? Like Outsider Music? Yeah. Outsider Music. This is way back in season one. And we reviewed the very famous, in some circles, song, My Left Foot Foot or My Two Foot Foots. My Two Left Foot Foot. It was by like the Gangrene Sisters or something.
That was back in our heyday.
Back in the heyday. Now we're just old and worn out. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. How you doing? This is CCB Podcast. Collect your earnings.
My left foot foot.
I think we've made it. And here's how I know we've made it, or I think we've made it. I think it's very possible we have more than 10 listeners.
Okay.
Because we are officially getting spammed by Russian troll farms. And I know this to be a true, it's like a fact. It's Woo! Not even a question mark. So congratulations, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Bring it on, Russian troll farms. We don't have no issues tackling you. I thought about writing a response. So on one of our Instagram posts, we were talking about how I think that fast food, the people who get paid minimum wage should at least be paid a decent living wage so that they would give a shit about their jobs, such as fast food workers who just could care less about whether or not you get the food hot and tasty, right?
Yes.
And I claimed that one of the reasons why might be the fact that they have to sleep in their car at night. The fact that the chef at McDonald's, the cook at McDonald's, cannot even afford the same burger he's cooking. That should tell you something. So,
right.
We got this silly reply. You can go on our Instagram and see it. This silly comment that was like, you know, okay, you've identified the problem now, big guy. Now give me the solution. Well, the solution is to fucking pay them more. That's the solution. If the poverty line is $26,000, pay them enough to make $27,000. There you are. That's mm-hmm. the solution. It's not a political thing. It's just a being a decent human being thing, right?
Absolutely.
So I go and actually I didn't do this. Astrid did this first, but she was like, I'm going to go investigate this guy who's like, you know, giving us a hard time. He has 17 followers. Uh-huh. He has zero posts. And you saw his profile.
I did.
His profile.
Yeah. Not married or married.
Married. Not looking for a fuck. Up. Yeah.
Yeah. And conservative. Conservative.
Who
horribly.
Writes that on their profile? Absolutely no. But not looking for a hookup.
Yeah.
I don't care how married you are. You don't put not looking for a hookup.
Well, in other news, just to show you how often I go on social media, I just realized that for my birthday a month ago, you guys had posted a really sweet...
You're so plugged into the commercial break, Chrissy.
Video.
You're the fucking co-host. You don't even look at our Instagram.
I don't look at anybody's Instagram. And I've explained this to Jeff. Because Jeff's a big Facebook person, although he has to kind of use that for work and that kind of thing. But I like to protect myself from the trolls out there. Like I like to protect my. I believe that humanity is good, and if I'm on
Chrissy's
social media,
in the tree of trust with the little birds and feathers.
If I'm on social media too long, my view of humanity starts to go down.
Here's my view of humanity. We're all a bunch of assholes.
And or I feel like I should be traveling to Bali. I mean. And having an Instagram body and not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, I feel like I should be lifting weights four times a day.
I know.
Listening to Jordan Peterson. And, you know, believing in some wild conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so I have to strategic strike.
I get it. Media. You don't want to put yourself in a bad mood on purpose. You don't want to put yourself out there in a way to get attacked by people you don't care about in the first place. And
well,
you don't want to read all
about attacking
them.
Other people.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But the thing is I don't believe that those are other people. Most of the time, there is a point at which people who follow this kind of thing, follow the
evolution of
trolls. The evolution of technology. And they said that there's a point at which there's more fake content on the internet and fake creations and creators on the internet than there are real. It's like a tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that follow this kind of thing believe we've already reached that tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
That there are more trolls out there downloading the commercial break than there are real people listening. Because so many people are rigging the system, gaming the system, mm-hmm. finding a way to use AI to their advantage. What the advantage is of a Russian troll commenting on the commercial break, it just makes them look real in the eyes of Instagram. They're also trying to sow dissent and anger so essentially they can do what's already been done to the country, which is tear it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe we're doing this from the inside out also, but I do believe that there's a lot of outside influence. These people are smart. They're smart. They got good game. They got all the time in the world.
They set up like news sites that are mirroring an actual newspaper.
It was, yeah.
That was scary to me when I heard about that a while
the
back.
The scariest thing to me was during the 2016 election, they were creating fake events. They were organizing Facebook events, and people were showing up to them by the thousands, and they were manufactured verifiably by Russian bot farms.
Yeah.
So listen, and it's not a political thing. I think it's happening on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
I think there are plenty of outside influences. If you're liberal, plenty of outside influences. If you're conservative, me, I'm just a pragmatic asshole who doesn't know much, but I did spend the night at a Holiday Inn last night.
Pragmatic pragmatist.
Pragmatic pragmatist is what I am. Right down the middle. Right down the middle. But I just, the fact that a Russian troll farm would even target the commercial break. We have made it. And I say, if Russian troll farm, if you'd like to do us a favor and give us like 10,000 followers, we take it. Because we've been stuck at 800 for 2 years. 2 years! Then again, we only made one post in the last 2 years, and that was Chrissy's birthday, and she didn't even see it. Astrid took all that time, and we collected pictures.
That was really sweet.
I know.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Fuck you.
Baguette.
I thought you said baguette.
You found our picture from Costa Rica when we went zipline.
God, what a fucking crazy trip that was. Man, was that a crazy trip.
It really was.
I mean, this is not the topic of today's show, but do we ever get to the topic of today's show?
No.
90% of the time, no. Because this is what happens. Chrissy and I had a friend, my best friend at the time, Raphael, convinced his entire family to pick up their entire lives, that His father-in-law had a successful law practice. He convinces him to sell the law practice and get in the coffee bean business in Costa Rica, of which they know nada, nada shit. They don't know shit from Shinola about the coffee business. Costa Rica, they visited one time. They had a really nice vacation for 2 weeks.
Everybody that goes to Costa Rica loves it.
I know. And then a month later, they're moving there. Right. And I'm like, you guys are out of your mind. He's like, no, bro, it's the coolest thing. It's the best thing that ever happened. I go, you're moving with your father-in-law and his new wife down to Costa Rica. For what reason? We're going to be coffee. You know, the fucking first thing about coffee. What are you talking about? And predictably, the first 2 years, a little rough around the edges.
Right,
it was
but
a little tough.
They had a great operation by the time we got down there.
Well, now they are owners of the company Thrive Coffee, which is like the fourth largest coffee collective in the world.
Yes.
And so they've done okay for themselves. I would say that everything worked out just fine. But Chrissy and I had to go to Costa Rica because when your best friend lives in Costa Rica, you got to go to Costa Rica. That's what you do. So I'm going down there. I'm going to spend like a month or something.
Yeah, I think I had just lost my job. And
we both just lost our jobs.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We just left Clear
Channel. Gainfully unemployed. I had a company with Raphael that sold search engine marketing services. Hey, you want to be on the first page of Google? $500 a month. I'll do your pay-per-click campaigns. No problem. Trying to sell it to like Costa Rican tire shops. There's a new thing called Google.
Okay, yeah, whatever, bro.
So we go down to Costa Rica. We get picked up by Raphael. The first thing that we do is we stop at a gas station so we can pick up a 12-pack of whatever beer. What was that, Tico Rico or something? Some kind of beer. And it tells you all you need to know about Costa Rica. It is such a great time. It is so fucking beautiful.
It really
Everybody
is.
There is so damn nice. There's almost no violent crime. They have no standing army. They have no...
They treat their elders really well.
Yeah.
It's a great place to retire.
And it's a third world country where you might have a shack sitting on the side of the road, but you're going to clean up. There's not going to be a speck of dust on the the floor of that shack. You want to know why? They take pride in what they have, and they know the value of their little paradise.
Yeah.
You can't just go down there. I mean, in some cases, I'm sure there are deals to be found, but generally speaking, you can't just go down there and steal paradise for a dime. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. Why? Because they're very protective over what they have, and that is paradise.
It really is.
So Chrissy and I
beaches,
decided to...
rainforest, they've got it all.
Zip lines, howler monkeys, really large scorpions and snakes, they've got it all. It's like Australia less deadly. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Actually, I don't think Australia has any jungles, but anyway, I digress. So Chrissy and I decide to do what two Americans do when they find paradise. We went there and pissed all over it. That's what we did.
Got drunk in the bars.
Oh my God, that was the craziest.
Yeah, I took a liking to that rum.
Yes, you did.
The Flor Bama, was that it?
No, it was, what was that rum?
It was so good.
Finca Flomar or something. I don't know what it was, but it was some kind of rum. And Chrissy really took a liking to it. So much she took a liking to it that the last night before she left, she drank almost a bottle of it by herself. I had to carry her back to the hotel room. And she was outside yelling at the police officer sitting down the street. And I was like, get your ass inside before we get arrested. And you were
having a great conversation.
You and the police officer
were having a great conversation.
That's your version of it. My version of it was, please don't get arrested. Please don't get arrested.
Well, we didn't. We survived.
You woke up the next morning and you're like, can you help me take my bags downstairs? And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. You picked the wrong guy for that job. I am so hungover. I'm going back to bed. I bet that was the most miserable car ride ever.
Oh, because it was 2.5-3 hours to
on a fucking bus.
The airport.
Yeah. We were up in the sticks. It wasn't a hop, skip, a jump.
And Monteverde.
I don't know if you had a similar experience on your bus ride down the mountain. It's really only like 35 miles away, the airport. But the problem is, it's a real bus. The roads are not roads. That's just dirt. And we're on the top of a fucking mountain range, and you got to get down. And I don't know about you. I think I've told this story before. On my bus ride, I had like four
people.
Chickens and the guy that was smoking crack in the back of the bus. And he wasn't even trying to hide it. He was smoking crack on the back of the bus. And my bus driver decided that anytime there was a fruit stand, an arepa stand, a grocery store, a cousin, long lost cousin he found, he would just stop the bus, take the keys, and get out. Be back in a minute. Okay, yeah, bro.
I think I slept the whole way back.
I would, but I was high on secondary crack cocaine smoke. Those chickens were going crazy back there. Crack cocaine. But, you know, it was a perfectly lovely country.
Yeah,
I wish I could go back.
Well, Jeff and I went back. You know, we just went for my birthday last year.
Yeah.
This place was incredible. I mean, it was definitely a splurge, but it was my birthday. And you know how much I love my birthday. And we hadn't been anywhere major because of COVID.
Where did you guys go again?
Oh, we went to, it was on the West Coast.
It was on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So Jaco area.
Near like Guanacaste.
Guanacaste.
Yeah.
So isn't that beautiful. The time that the raccoons came in and ate your lunch or something? They came in and ate your birthday cake?
The Mayor Pica? Or what are the local people called? The raccoons something? But they busted.
Pinchy raccoon.
They opened up the door. We hadn't secured it enough.
And they opened up the door.
They pressed it.
Yep.
And opened it up, went in and ate my birthday cake.
It's like a little blue.
And they got inside. They were able to get into the mini fridge and get the nuts.
I think Jeff went said, out I'm going there. For a smoke break and then ran in and drank all the booze.
We called the front desk and they were like, we can't even tell you how much money we've lost in everything that's been taken from rooms, food wise. From the mini bars because
the
of these
raccoons.
This was not the first time. They tried to warn us when we got there, and we were kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons.
Those sons of bitches.
But
yeah.
They waited until we left to go to dinner.
Because they're fucking smart animals.
They really are.
They're really smart animals. And then you got dumb shits around. Man, I don't know, dumb shits. Some of them have saved these raccoons, and they just can't put them back in the wild because they're so used to humans. But I see these videos all the time of these people that get, you know, baby raccoons, and then they're running around the house. Some guy had the raccoon that he had found out on the street, and he was like documenting the growth of this raccoon. Well, by the end of the 1 year, the raccoon had torn up all the fucking house. The guy had no drywall because the raccoon was just like getting in the drywall, and he couldn't find him. He was in the air conditioning unit. He was in the refrigerator.
Yeah,
those raccoons, they're squirrely motherfuckers.
Yeah, they are.
I think Blue is like a raccoon. It's like a reincarnated raccoon is what I think Blue is.
She was a raccoon.
A loud, reincarnated raccoon. I wanted to ask you a question. This is on topic today. I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
I think we broached the subject before, but I want to refresh. Do you have a hot cousin? Do you have a good-looking cousin? Male cousin, since you're hetero? I said hetero. Like, that's a, like,
I only
hetero.
Have one male cousin.
Oh, you only have one?
Yes.
Is he a good-looking guy?
He's a good-looking guy, sure.
No. I'm not saying would you fuck him.
No.
Have you ever found him attractive?
No,
of course not, because he's your cousin, right? It kind of like
family.
Automatically, like,
yes.
There's this little shield in
there's
your brain.
A little brain, yeah, yeah. Click.
But if you had a super hot cousin.
No.
I think this is a pretty straightforward question to answer for most people. But what we learned years ago, Chrissy, or maybe in season number two. So years ago, yeah. What we learned is that, like, what was it? Like 37%? I want to say 37. I don't have the paperwork in front of me. I never have the paperwork in front
no,
of me. What
you
am
don't.
I talking about? I'm just making this up. Let's say there's some percentage of the world that is actually married or has children with their first cousin. Mm. It's a large portion
well,
of society.
Well, that used to happen a lot more, especially with the
Royalties. Yeah,
aristocracy.
Yeah, look at those people over there in England. That's the most dramatic thing happening in England is the fucking royalty.
Yeah.
It's not an uncommon practice. It's uncommon here in the United States because you never hear about it, though I'm sure it happens all the fucking
time. Because you're taking a big chance with genetics on crossing and having children that aren't
right. Yeah, just not to mention, it's just one of those things that seems weird to me. But I know this happens. I know it happens all the time. I know there's a lot of states, most states have no law against marrying your first cousin or procreating with your first cousin. There's no law on the books. Probably because most reasonable people think they don't need a law on the books because most of us have this little curtain that goes down as soon as we see a cousin. Now, I will say this. I do have a really attractive cousin. And when I was a kid, I don't think I would have, like, you know. First of all, she was 8 years older than I was.
Right.
So I think that was
kids.
Yeah, that was part of the allure. No, I'm talking like 13, 14 years old. I was like, eh. Hey, it's Cousin Debbie! Oh, yeah! But when I was a kid, I don't know if your parents did this, my parents did this. When I was a kid, I used to have cousins, quote unquote, which were really just friends that for some reason my parents decided to totally confuse the shit out of us and call us cousins.
Like Uncle Brian?
Yeah, like Uncle Brian. Exactly. I didn't think about that one. Everybody in my circle of friends calls me Uncle Brian. I've requested
confusing the shit out of all of the kids.
For years, I thought it was cute. Then somewhere around Harvey Weinstein, I decided it wasn't. Sometime in the Harvey Weinstein timeline, I was like, Uncle Brian doesn't sound so good. But we had these cousins, quote unquote. We went to a place, I don't know, I remember it, so I'm at least 7 or 8 years old, 9 or 10 years old, and you know how you get into that, oh, kiss me, you know, smoochy thing when you're just young and you don't know what you're doing, but you see adults doing it, you think you should be doing it. And so me and this quote-unquote cousin, or this cousin and I, got caught kissing behind this cabin we were staying at. We were literal kissing cousins. Moms dragged us into a room. Gave us a whole speech. Can't kiss your cousins.
But were you really cousins? Or was this
fake
cousins?
We weren't even pretend cousins.
Well, that's kind of,
listen to this.
This
might be
so
too much information for even the commercial break.
God.
But the guy, the man and my uncle.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. Was married to this woman. But my uncle had asked my mom to marry him before my dad asked my mom to marry him. And my mom said no to the first guy and yes to the dad, right? So, you know, lucky me, I'm here. But at the same time, it was just, I didn't realize these dynamics when I was young. But
sure,
as I got
no
older and my mom started telling these stories, I was
no
like...
No one understands adults when you're young.
No, you have no idea what's going
going
on.
Behind the curtain.
And that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yes.
It's like that little shield with the cousin that comes down. There's a little shield in your mini little brain that keeps you from all of the real drama that's going on.
And it's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'd only spilled over every once in a while when my mom was like throwing the phone across the room because my aunt was pissing her off or something. I'd be like, whoa, hey, I don't know what it's all about, but it sounds serious. So that is as close as I've ever come to any kind of physical romantic interaction with anybody that I would even pretend to call a cousin. Second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin. I mean, I think once you get down to like third cousin, I get it. We're probably cousins seven times removed.
Maybe.
But there is this couple.
Seven times removed. What does the removed part mean?
I have no idea. You know how you say like a cousin once removed or a second, you know, I don't know, a cousin's cousin or an uncle's cousin?
Look that up.
Trust me, I have, and there's no end to that debate about what that means because it's so confusing.
It could mean like you're not actually blood related, but you're cousins. Is that what the removed part means? What is seven times removed? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways,
that. I guess that means seven generations. We'll look into it, or you can tell us. Yes. Send us a text message. Let us know. I say all of this to say that there is one couple that keeps showing up on the internet claiming their first cousins, and I think they are, claiming their first cousins, and these people are thirsty, and I mean thirsty for a television show because they are all over the fucking internet, morning shows, everything. If you'll listen, they'll tell you how in love they are with each other, how much sex they have with each other, and how cousin-y they are together, how blood-related they are.
And fabulous.
They have no qualms about this. And like I said, I think in their heads, and their little pea brains, they're hoping to get a television show out of this. I don't think anyone's ever bit, right? So they keep on putting themselves out there.
I can't believe TLC has not bit.
I think even for TLC, this is a little too much. You know what I'm saying?
MILF Manor? And the... Come on, TLC.
I don't know. I think MILF Manor.
Give these guys a show.
Yeah, give these guys a show. Or don't. No one cares. But I found a documentary type video on these two, and I just have to show you this.
Okay.
This is out of control disgusting, and I'm not afraid at all to say I'm against cousin fucking.
TLC just texted me.
Oh, TLC just texted you? They said it's time to put those cousin fuckers. So you want to see some fucking cousins?
Yes.
Let's see some fucking cousins. Okay, here we go.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos, the same day they air on the audio feed, they'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. We were introduced to these people, by the way, way back in season 2.
Yeah,
we
the guy is a good looking guy at first glance.
At first glance.
And the white pants with the shirt, I don't know.
Can I say something? So go to youtube.com/the commercial break if you want to see this, what we're seeing right now. And Morgan, I'm going to talk to you directly. I wish that you put this large so that they can see this. When you're the entirety of the shape of your penis is decipherable the second that you sit down, your pants are too tight.
Isn't it?
It is. And I'm sorry to notice, but I notice things like that. I'm like, the first thing I look at on a guy is his dick.
And maybe that was my animal instinct, yes, too, just saying he's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy. And then you look at his dick and you're like, well, it's average. It's not bad. He's got nothing bad. He's packing. He's packing heat. But anybody's packing heat when your pants are that tight, literally choking off the blood supply, making it look bigger. That was Ron Jeremy's secret. Ron Jeremy.
It's also what people do too, with their men with do their, with, yeah, their with their shirts.
Shirts with yeah, their they, arms.
They're slight. They're too small.
That's right. I'm not afraid of a skinny jean, but don't make him this skinny, bro. If you can see the head of my penis through my jeans, and you wouldn't be able to, I have micro penis. But if you could see the head of my penis through the jeans. This is not, he's not wearing yoga pants. He's wearing jeans.
Yeah, it's jeans.
Then I say, leave those jeans at home, bro.
Well, first of all, white jeans on a man, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I tend to stick to real familiar colors. Blue, black, white. That's it. As far as shirts are concerned. And then slacks, gray, black, blue. That's it. That's what I go with. Anyway, now that we've had a whole conversation about this, let's take a listen to these cousin fuckers. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I found some cousin fuckers.
We've known each other all our lives. We've been each other's first crushes, first kisses, and we happen to be first cousins.
Wait, hold on. This is information that's new. They didn't tell us this last time. First kisses? First loves?
First crushes. First loves. First kisses.
Well, now that I can see as being a reasonable thing that happens to some people. You get in like a family event, like Christmas time, and you bone your cousin.
It happens.
It happens. Listen, we all make mistakes every once in a while.
The old under the sleeping bag.
Yeah,
covers.
Under the sleeping bag. You slip one in there real quick. Can I go to second base? You know, that kind of thing. Always consensual. Always consensual. But if you're going to fuck a cousin drunk at a family reunion and then never speak to her again.
Yes, that's right.
And we happen to be first cousins.
Angie's father and Michael's mother are brother and sister.
Oh. Oh.
That makes their relationship illegal in the state of Utah.
Okay, hold on. Wait. What is going on here?
Wait, and hold on about Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Utah. Dear Utah.
You're going to decide to be picky then with the cousins?
This is the...
Because everything else is allowed.
As I tell my wife often, I'm not going to die on this hill. Like, we get into an argument, sometimes I'm just like, you know what, babe, you're right. I'm not going to die on this hill. It's just not going to happen. So, Utah, you're going to die on the first cousin's hill? Yeah. That's what you're going to die on? Mm,
that's where they hold their moral ground.
Well, to be completely... fair about this, it is illegal. Polygamy is illegal in Utah. It is not legal. they just choose to look away from us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, by the Salt Lake City, it's like that's not something they think is cool in Salt Lake City.
No, that's true. I know.
Most mainstream Mormons don't think it's cool. Yeah.
They're strong.
But what I want to know
is why
are they
they're
filming a porn movie in their
really
kitchen?
Are.
What's going on,
fondling.
Which you can't see if you're listening to it, is they're showing them in the kitchen and they're literally fondling each other. Like he's grabbing her boobs and sticking his tongue down her throat. And I don't know why they're showing this.
I don't know either.
Have you,
I guess this is the way you prove we are actually doing this. It's not a joke.
Oh. Their strong connection began when they were just kids.
For like second grade, like 7, 8
years. Well, one night at a family reunion, we got in the same sleeping bag and she said, put it in.
God.
Years old, and we immediately clicked and we're like best friends. We were slow dancing in the closet, got caught kissing.
I got pulled aside by my parents and they said, what's going on? And my mom said, cool it, Angie. And we felt like from then on, we were kind of kept apart.
Forbidden love.
Yeah, forbidden love. Mm. Romeo and...
Or something to that.
Romeo's cousin. First of all, second of all, every other shot in this particular video, and we're only 16 seconds in, has been them literally graphically touching each other and sticking their tongues down mm-hmm. each other's throat.
Yeah.
I think they feel like they have something to prove. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that say, you're not really first cousins. You're just doing this for a television show. And the more that I see them graphically making out in front of the camera, the more I think they're just doing this for a television show. Because I don't know any married couple that acts like this, do you?
True. Yeah.
No, once you get married, all the love romance is over. You gotta pay bills and shit.
It felt unfair. It felt a little bit like Romeo and Juliet, except instead of these warring families, it's the same family.
After years of the family keeping them apart, Michael and Angie are now both divorced, but were recently reunited and learned the old sparks were still there.
9 months ago, we saw each other for the first time in 10 years and just fireworks. It felt like we picked up where we left off.
Immediately was like, she's still super.
It was immediately like, get the penis pump out. This guy is such a chotch. He's such a chotch.
Yeah. All right.
And I had a sex dream about Michael after that. And I wanted to tell him about it, but I was so nervous that he didn't feel the same way.
No doubt about how Michael feels.
God damn. Do we have to be that graphic? What is this? Who made this? Wii TV? What does Wii TV have on there? Isn't it like
Women's Entertainment?
Little People of City of Atlanta or something? Little Women of Atlanta?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, high class entertainment. Yeah.
Reunited once more, the canoodling cousins then had the dilemma of how to tell the family.
The infamous Polaroid.
So they posted this photo on the family Facebook page.
Oh! That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Family Facebook page.
Mom, Dad, I'm fucking your brother's daughter.
Announcement.
Yay!
We have an announcement. Uncle Don and Aunt Angie, you're also my parents.
Dear
Mom
cousin,
and Dad slash aunt and uncle.
Okay, kids. I know Aunt Debbie was here last year with her husband, but this year she's my wife. So now you've gone from cousins to brother and sister cousins.
Once removed.
You are brother cousins, no times removed. Now, kids, I'm going to go ahead and post a picture to your Facebook page for the school just to let everybody know we're together. Yep, that's daddy's penis right inside your mommy. What the fuck?
So weird.
Why do you have to post that particular picture?
Do they have kids?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Divorced.
I don't know. But they posted the most graphic picture of them. I know. If I were them, you remember how we were all upset that the one family wouldn't tell the kids whose dad they were?
They look great now.
Yeah. Those people... I have no qualms with them anymore. Everything's gravy. And I think these people should adopt the same policy. We don't know who your parents are. You're out for adoption. It's awful.
Leaving no question, they were way into each other.
We got kicked off the family group page.
They were shocked.
I cannot understand
Block.
Why. Yeah. Cannot understand why. Look. There's your cousin. Oh, what is that? Oh, that's a penis in your cousin. Oh, for God's sakes. You're out of the group.
Horrified.
We took some more Polaroids. What? We didn't ever show them to anybody.
Oh, my. Oh, since well, then, I was going to say, first, I thought they posted those. God. But what? They took
nude Polaroids.
Polaroids for themselves, I guess. And
so and then are now showing them to WeTV.
Perfect.
Let's get it together, guys.
Perfect.
You guys, you are so thirsty for a television show. So thirsty that it's obvious. Why are you showing all this to the world? You don't need to show all this to the world. Couldn't they just be on camera talking about the relationship?
Or couldn't they just have the relationship and that's that?
That's right. Astrid and I only post our nude photographs on the closed Instagram group.
That's right.
Which, by the way, you can now find on Patreon for $5 a month. Get to know your commercial break hosts just a little bit more. There's Brian's Dee Dee Cantor.
Cousin Kathy has become their nemesis.
It's just gross. People joke around that our family are a bunch of yeehaw inbreds.
And it's not just the cutting family insults.
I don't know
that
if it's a joke.
I don't think that's a joke. Okay,
not a joke if it's true.
Yeah. But if there's one person in the family that's going to be upset about this, it looks like Kathy is going to be the
cousin
lady.
Cousin Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cousin Kathy. Anybody who's got a cheek piercing has got a bone to pick with somebody. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Us cousins have to contend with.
Oh, we have 25 new messages. Here's someone who said, "What is wrong with you two? Do you think it's normal to marry a person who has the same blood and genetics as you do? When is that ever right? I think the law should never be changed for this to become legal. Never. Yuck. That's called incest. What's next? Your pet?"
People that hurt other people are hurt themselves. I try to forgive them and move on.
Well, thanks, Dr. Wayne Dyer.
I know. That guy.
You've gone at least 5 seconds without sticking your dick down your wife's throat. You think it's time? Take some Polaroids. Put them up on Facebook. This is a normal reaction, guys. We are not taught, at least I wasn't taught, to breed with my cousin. Mm-mm. Because first of all, there can be medical problems. Mm-hmm. That's a well-known fact. I think sometimes it's dramatized for effect, but that is
Plus, get out there and see the world.
Yeah, there's 17.
You don't have to stick
million.
To your family.
No.
No dating's hard right now.
God, bro. With those tight jeans, you should be able to walk into any Johnny's Hideaway anywhere. Pick somebody up. I mean, if Marlon can get an 88-year-old girlfriend, you can find someone close to your age.
With the whole family and the online world against them, nothing was going to stop these copulating cousins from taking their love to the next level by getting married.
You know what I think? I think they're either looking for a television show and or they have an OnlyFans page, is my guess, because they probably fetishize this. Do you think? I bet.
Well, there's all that brother, stepsister porn.
Most popular porn out there is stepbrother, stepsister
totally
porn.
Totally blows my mind, but
it really does.
Whatever.
But like, I have
it's probably cousin porn.
I am more accepting of stepbrother porn than I am of cousin porn.
But leaders have tried to erase misconceptions that polygamy is legal in their state.
Since it's not legal in Utah to marry your first cousin, we had to drive to the next state we could do that in, which is Colorado.
There we go.
We tied the knot.
We tied the knot. The knot is tied.
Back home in Utah, just by having sex, these first cousins could risk a 5-year jail sentence. Nevertheless.
Well, so let's put more nude photographs on Facebook.
Nevertheless, let's post it everywhere.
Everywhere. In graphic detail. Yeah. And then let's make a wee show about it. It's what?
They're hoping to complete their love story by starting a family of their own.
Angie and I have discussed having children a lot, and I would love to have a child with Angie.
Okay, so they didn't previously have children
with their other spouses,
which is good.
Thank God.
Good news.
Thank God.
So far, you're not going to ruin
it. You're going to fuck those children up, man. You're going to fuck those children up. I've been to therapy for like 10 years. And I don't have the most normal family in the world. We all have our stories, right? But I also don't have cousins for parents.
Yeah, that throws a whole new wrench.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We found out that we were pregnant.
Oh, she's pregnant?
Sorry. What's that?
Months ago,
she's pregnant.
We went to our doctor's first ultrasound appointment, and the doctor was looking around, and he said he couldn't find a heartbeat. We've been kind of lost since then. Having the promise of a baby
gave us more purpose, gave us more.
I don't care who you are. That's tough. I don't care who you are.
Really?
Yeah. It's very sad.
I don't mean to laugh, but they just had a little memorial thing to the baby.
Yeah. How old was the baby? 2 weeks
not
old?
Not there.
Yeah.
Okay. We can't find a heartbeat because it's you're not pregnant.
Yeah. It's all in your head. Yeah.
We miss you. We won't forget you.
I don't
think
you're allowed to bury the baby that...
No, they wouldn't allow you to take it. There is no baby to take home at 2 weeks or 3 weeks old. That's when you have the first ultrasound is like a month old.
Yeah.
A month into pregnancy, if you know that early, right? A month or 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is. There would be nothing to bury. But what they're doing is they've buried something.
Well, their grief.
Maybe it's one of those Polaroids.
Had to endure criticism.
Yeah. We miss you. We'll never forget you.
About the biological consequences of first cousins having a baby together.
They think that reproducing with your cousin will automatically cause genetic defects.
To address fears, they've undergone blood tests to see if a potential baby is at any genetic risk. They're about to discover the results.
On camera for we.
Yeah, on camera for we. I think more than being cousins, this is endemic of what's going on in society as a whole. Everybody wants to be famous. Every fucking asshole with some kind of twist in their story or opinion or, oh, that's me. Okay,
I was
going to
say,
show.
Everybody wants to have a podcast.
Everybody wants a podcast. Cousin Fuckers, the new podcast from the commercial break. I'd put these two on a podcast. I'd bring in other cousins and see if they got attracted to him. I'd throw an extra cousin in there. I'd bring out that old Kathy over and get the sparks
flowing. Kathy might be jealous.
Yeah, Kathy might have wanted to have that thing. Well, he shows it right through his jeans, so. You know
whether or not we can have a child, a healthy child.
Moment of truth. Here we go.
Wait, how do they know that? They could just tell that the DNA sequencing is going to be okay, I assume?
Yeah, some kind of blood test.
Yeah, which doctor is authorizing this? Yeah, sure, no problem. Find out if you two cousins can have children.
These blood tests will help guide their decision.
But on their wall?
Chrissy, they are so into themselves. They think this is the coolest thing since sliced bread.
This isn't a family picture. This is a picture of her, a picture of him separately looking off into the distance.
Yes. Since Jerry Lee Lewis sang Great Balls of Fire, no cousins have been more famous for getting for fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so they are looking to milk it for everything that it's worth. And that's my impression of this couple.
Sure.
Could it mean having to put an end to their baby plans for good? And were their critics right after all?
Okay, look at this.
We're good!
We're good! Let's get to fucking! I just came in, Some more of my cousin jizz right there. Cousin jizz.
Mine just says one thing. Cystic fibrosis.
Oh, just a little cystic fibrosis.
What does yours say?
But they showed a picture of it saying
negative.
Well, it
says I'm negative for everything. That they
negative.
They test for 274 different possible chromosome deficiencies that could arise, like if you have a chromosomal problem. They do this also with mother's blood during pregnancy, and they can tell if you're going to have major problems. You know, Down syndrome to Crohn's disease, like they can tell all this stuff with a certain degree, like, you know, 97% accuracy. And so I think what they're doing is they're just taking this like chromosome test to see if they have any deficiencies, but that doesn't really tell you whether or not the two of you having sex together is going to create any problems. I don't think anyway.
We don't know enough about cousin fucking, apparently.
I think they're doing ancestry.com and they're just like, I think they're just getting their ancestry.com reports. Yep, we're cousins.
Means I don't have anything wrong with it. You know how they said like most people have like a handful of something? No, I don't have anything.
I'm perfect.
I'm perfect. You see my dick? Here, let me show you through my jeans. Look at the head of my penis. Perfectly circular. Yeah. there must be something wrong with me. You know, most people, they're like,
they're,
you know,
most people, but not me.
Most people come up with like 27 different deficiencies. Not me. Perfectly strong. Perfectly healthy. I can fuck any cousin I want to, basically.
All of it.
Well, now that I figured this out, I don't need to fuck my cousin anymore. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just about their own.
This is about their own disease. This has nothing to do. This is so misleading. This has nothing to do with whether or not the two of you have sex if something's going to happen.
I have nothing.
Jeans.
Well, according to this.
But you know what that means, right? It means it doesn't matter what I have. Because
I'm not a carrier for anything, so you could be a carrier for 100 things and it wouldn't even matter.
No, that does this is like matter.
Yeah, that does matter. Which science class did you take, bro? That's so weird.
You're just going to cancel me out. Cancel out anything.
What cancels out everything? Mm-hmm. You've got 100 things wrong with you, but I've got none.
Nothing.
One plus a negative 100 is 100% positive. We're not getting anything wrong with our children. Unless, of course, it has two heads. Then there's a problem. We'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Best to perfect.
Right.
I'm just so happy right now. I can't believe it. We need to have children because these are going to be like perfect.
Like super baby.
Genetically perfect children. Wow.
These kids are so high on their own supply. I think they've been dibbity-dabbing their way through life. How much cocaine do you think they use on a regular basis? Because this is, I'm not even this optimistic on the commercial break. These two are just so optimistic. Having a kid is a scary, serious, highly involved thing. And even in 2023, under the best of circumstances, things go wrong.
Yeah.
It's just a really risky, it's really risky.
I
always
know.
Has been.
My mind is like that emoji.
Yeah.
So, let's get started.
Bam.
Newly empowered.
How can we show this girl having her tits grabbed like that? How is that possible? When did we turn into semi-porn? All of a sudden, we is like Cinemax After Dark. It's unbelievable.
By the results, Angie and Michael have even more reason to change the law and live in a state where their marriage and incest is allowed. They've already set up an online petition, gaining nearly 2...
Oh my God. Oh, so they've actually taken this to
started
a petition.
A petition that says, allow me to marry my cousin.
They got 1,500 supporters.
Allow me to fuck my bird.
Oh, my,
oh God. My gosh. I don't know.
I thought this was a GoFundMe too at first.
This is a GoFundMe. I lose my shit. So there's, I love how they have a whopping 1,500 people that signed out of 2,000.
And only 261 in Utah, so you know the rest are Russian bots.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Russian bots are like, this is where all the action will happen. Ground zero for our darknet operation. Cousin fuckers.
1,000 signatures. To get more support from the public in their local park.
How do you feel about first cousins being married in the state of Utah?
They need as many signatures as they can get.
Oh, yeah, that's a first.
In the park.
Well, can I fuck her first before I make a decision?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. Well, sure, why not? I mean, if I'm going to allow this, I might as well see what we're working with. I can already see your penis, so I know that's great.
In the park.
So, you have any nude Polaroids laying around?
So what you can't see is that the woman, she has on, Angie, I guess is her name. She's got on like a visor and a clipboard.
And roller skates.
And, and skates
she's
on.
She's wearing roller skates.
Okay.
Yeah, they're at this local park, and they've got a sign
they're
out.
Drumming up support.
Allow us to marry each other. We're first cousins. Kids, go to the car. If I'm not back in 15 minutes, dial 911. I'm going to go talk to these two cousin fuckers.
To be able to take this petition to the state senate so the law can be repealed.
Good morning.
I would say probably not.
Okay.
Why not?
You're messing with the DNA.
Are you interested in signing our petition to change the law to allow first cousins?
Definitely. You want to allow that?
Why not?
Yes. Do you have an argument against it?
But
why are you even doing this? Why don't you just move to fucking Colorado?
Wherever it's
where
legal.
It's legal. It's legal in like 40 states, and you're living in one of the 10 that doesn't allow it. You're just looking for trouble. You are just looking for your 15 minutes of fame. No one, I promise you, no one who has this kind of fetish or weirdness or oddness goes out in the public park and starts asking people, hey, you mind if I fuck killer whales? What? Give me an argument against it. Well, it's a whale, and it's got a big vagina, and I'm not going to do any damage. I know, but they're going extinct. That's why we got to start fucking. But you could die. It's my life, my body. My body, my choice.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Wouldn't you die for your love? That's all I got to say.
Their luck begins to change.
Would you like to go ahead and sign our petition?
With their first sympathetic passerby.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, I married my first cousin years ago.
Here. Yes, you have a wonderful...
Here's our brand new baby. He's got floppy ears. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Our first signature. And now we're trying to change the law in Utah so that we're not outlaws here.
Right.
Sweet.
Sweet. You guys there's like three 13-year-old boys standing in front of them with backpacks from school. We're trying to change the law. Then they kiss each other with tongue, and the 13-year-old boys are probably like, cool, you got like a video we could watch or something?
Yeah, right.
You guys on Pornhub? You guys got a Twitch where you fuck or something? I don't know.
The guy is so gross.
So gross.
He's so gross. He's just licking her mouth.
He just licks her tongue. Yeah. That's not the right way to kiss. And if it is, I've been kissing the wrong way the entire time.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm known for my kissing skills, but I know I'm not known for my kissing skills. So there you go. I guess I'm doing something right.
You're not known for bad kissing
skills. I'm not known for bad kissing skills. At least I don't think I am. There's a whole Reddit page with my ex-girlfriends. Ugh.
Like, will they arrest you?
If
they choose to prosecute, we could be in prison for up to 5 years.
Yeah, if they could prove that we've had sex, they would.
Well, the Polaroids.
Fucking Christ, Bob. Can I talk to you for a second? Can you and I have a conversation? Because I'm sure you're watching. When you put yourself out there like this, you are asking to be scrutinized. Why don't you just quietly move to another state
and continue fucking?
And continue fucking. Why do you have to tell everybody that would listen that your cousin's and you're fucking? I'm over it. Like, you guys, okay, you love each other, fine, whatever, cool. Not something I would ever tell my children would be okay to do.
No.
Not ever something that I would myself think about doing. But I accept the fact that you have the right to live how you want to live as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
Possibly your children.
That's right. Probably stay away from the children thing. Okay, let's pretend like we both have 400 diseases that could go wrong. But going out into the middle of a public park and asking 13-year-old boys if it's okay that we go ahead and have sex in the state of Utah because we're first cousins is the most ridiculous thing. It's the most ridiculous way to call attention to to this whole thing that's going on.
And movement?
Movement. And...
I don't know if it's a movement.
Join the cousin fucking movement. Cousin fuckers!
Everybody's wearing like a rainbow ribbon or whatever color.
Yeah.
Like, what color would it be? Black?
Yes.
A black ribbon.
Join the FCS, the Free the Cousin Fuckers movement. FCF! FCF! First of all. Second of all. If you're going to do this kind of political work and you don't want to get arrested beforehand, stop putting nude Polaroids of yourself out online.
Or on TV shows.
Ugh.
Yeah, even that is illegal in Utah. Thank you.
Would you like to sign this petition?
Suddenly, the tide is turning for these two.
Suddenly, everybody's lost their mind.
Everybody's joining the movement.
Yeah. Oh, I've always wanted to fuck my cousin.
That's illegal?
Yeah, that's illegal.
What?
Oh, I've been doing it for years. I've had sex with all my cousins.
Shut up, better sign this.
One of our family reunions is just dedicated to fucking each other.
Dexter proved.
Dexter, I thought it was a female.
As long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
And then someone really manages to make their day.
Yeah. It was my grandmother and my grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean,
you turned out great.
Yeah,
you turned out great. You've got jail tattoos everywhere. This guy walks up shirtless. He's got the tear running down his face, which is the jail thing that I murdered somebody. Right now, I'm making an assumption. I have no idea. But, you know, because your grandmother and your grandfather did it, it was a different time back then.
Yes.
Back in the early, like, late 1800s, early 1900s, mm-hmm. It was a totally different time. And you couldn't get on the internet, and you didn't have Tinder, yeah. And eHarmony didn't exist.
And you lived where only your cousins lived.
Yeah, and you probably never left your town. Yeah. That's right, ever in your life. Because there were no aeroplanes. It's unbelievable.
Happy? I said go for it.
Oh, sorry.
We found someone whose grandparents were first cousins.
Right?
These crusading cousins are armed with 1800.
What's that?
Mission
accomplished. Got another three signatures. Only got spit on twice. And we met another cousin fucker. All right, we have plenty more to talk about. We'll do a part two, I promise. Everyone settle down. I know you like the cousin fucker stuff. You dirty, dirty, nasty people out there. I'm going to see if I can find some of their porn videos, too. I'll take a look at that. I'll review.
I'll let you research that.
If you could only see my browser history. It's a total hot mess.
Hot mess.
It really is. Oh, listen. TCBpodcast.com. I just can't stop laughing.
The movement?
The FCF. Free the cousin fuckers! Free the fucking cousin fuckers. FFCF. Free those fucking cousin fuckers. All right, listen, TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video. And most importantly, you can contact us. If you'd like your free 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month, the commercial break is showing its support for prostate health and cousin fuckers all around the world. Doesn't matter how you get those EPMs in, just get 21 of them in. You gotta fuck your cousin under the guise of 21 EPM. Yeah. We're gonna have another sticker next month. It's gonna be FFCF. Write it down. The next sticker is FFCF.
Or the ribbon.
Oh, yeah, FFCF. Oh, yeah, we'll do like little buttons you can wear to school. No one will know what it means.
Right.
855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. Please write us. Contact us if you have comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. We love them all. We're taking them at the phone line.
Even if you're a Russian troll.
Even if you're a Russian troll. Come on, bring it on. Give me your best shot. On your best day, I don't even know what I was going to say there. Fuck that. Come on, Russian trolls. Yeah, on your best day.
I interrupted you.
On your best day, I'm smarter than you asleep. And I don't even know what that means, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn in last night. Oh, what a hot mess. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where you find full episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. And TikTok at The Commercial Break Live. Commercial Break Live, TCB Live on TikTok. You're going to be so excited to see our four posts there. But I promise I'm making
trending.
We're trending. So I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
Chrissy, I love you.
I love you. Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Goodbye.